You know, and when I was proclaiming the gospel of today and you heard the story, there should have been a part of you that said, hey, doggone it, wait just a minute, there's something missing. And you'd be right. I'm going to read to you two scripture passages today. Can you see if you can figure out the element that's missing? Listen to Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10. It says this. If a man commits adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall be put to death. They have forfeited their lives. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 22 is even more forceful. It says, and I quote, if a man is discovered having relations with a woman who is married to another, both the man and the woman with whom he has had relations shall die. Thus you shall purge the evil from your midst. And that's why when you heard the gospel, you should have said, doggone it, wait a minute. Something is missing. You heard the story today. Scribes and Pharisees, they grabbed this woman caught in adultery to bring her to Jesus. She probably didn't want to go. So what do? They yell at her. They push her. Think about Jesus going to the cross. We're starting to kind of think a little bit now about the story of the Triduum. Jesus going to the cross. They yell at him. They push him to get him to Calvary. But there's something missing. What's missing? Where is the man? The adulterous man. Where is he? Something's missing. Okay? So, brothers and sisters, what's being played? I'm going to come back to that in a moment. But first, let's stay with the woman and the gospel of today. I'm going to share with you a little story as we kind of build up her story a little bit today. Story about Tommy Lasorda. He used to be the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball team. And they had a big game against the Cincinnati Reds on a Sunday. Okay, and Tommy Lasorda, who's a Catholic, went to Mass in the morning. And as he sat down and settled in, all of a sudden, lo and behold, the manager of Cincinnati Reds came in, sat in the same pew. And the two kind of eyed each other but didn't say any words. Well, it was after Mass that Tommy Lasorda got a little nervous. And I'm going to share with you what he said, okay? And I quote, all right? Because remember, this is what happened prior to that. After Mass, the Cincinnati Reds manager went up and he lit a votive candle. So this is what Lasorda said, and I quote, I figured that gave his team an edge over mine. So I walked back to the front of the church and came down the aisle again. And when I saw he was gone, I went over and I blew out his candle. Okay? Don't do that, please. Don't do it. Okay? But that's really what the scribes and Pharisees were trying to do. Snuff this woman out. Snuff out her life. And you know something? We can do it. Phrases like this. What is she thinking? Okay? Get that. But what's she thinking? I would never do that, okay? That means I'm better than her. But there's something missing in those phrases. I get it because I say them once in a while. But there's something missing in that. And so with that, I'm going to show you it's a neat story about Napoleon, okay? The story goes like this. Napoleon had invaded Russia. And when he raided Russia, at one point he got separated from his army. And Cossacks were hot on his tail, and so he found himself in the building of a man who prepared and sold furs. He was a kind man, very kind man. So the man hid him under a pile of furs, and all of a sudden, Cossacks came in. The man refused to give up Napoleon. So they're throwing around furs, they're sticking swords into various piles, but they don't find him, and they leave. And all of a sudden, a little while later, Napoleon's army catches up to him, okay? And when they catch up to him, Napoleon comes out. It's a great big file of furs, so when they're sick in swords, they could never reach Napoleon through swords. Napoleon comes out. And the man asked Napoleon this question, the man who was kind, who let him in. And he said this, listen to this. Excuse me for asking this question of such a great man, but what was it like to be under those furs, knowing that the next moment could have been your last? Napoleon screams and he says, how can you be so indignant? You, a poor man, speaking to me, a great man. He said, army, arrest this man. Take him outside. We're going to execute him with rifles, and I will give the command. So the army takes him out. They take him of all places right in front of his building. They blindfold him. And the man says, when they blindfold him, I was just shaking. There was tears in my eyes. I realized this was the end of my life. And so with that, to hear them preparing their rifles, and Napoleon barks out, ready, aim, and there's quiet. And the man, all of a sudden, he hears these footsteps come up, blindfold is taken off, and Napoleon looks him in the eyes, and he says these simple words, now you know. Now you know. Now you know what it was like to be in my skin. What is it like to not know if the last breath you took was the next breath you take is going to be your last breath? Okay. Now, I'm not saying that committing adultery is right. As a matter of fact, it's wrong. It's morally wrong. But isn't it amazing how much we judge people, how much we label people without living in their skins? We as priests do that. We can do that too. I'll share with you a story. A priest shared this story about himself. He had a couple come in. He was preparing them for marriage. The man was a great, big, burly man, a truck driver. His future spouse, just a petite, blonde, short. Okay? Two just different imposing figures here. And all of a sudden, when he gave him the test, one of the tests, the focus tool, one of the questions was, my future spouse has mannerisms which annoy me. True or false? They both put true. And here it was about, get this, chewing Copenhagen. Okay? So the priest turns to the man and says, well, why don't you give up chewing Copenhagen for the sake of your future spouse? And the man becomes indignant, and he stomps and he says, Father, I'm the one that doesn't chew. It's my future spouse that does. See what I mean? Misjudging. Not living in another's skin. Okay? And we do it way, way, way too often. Okay. With that, I think we've spoken enough on the woman. So let's turn to this question. What is being played? Well, as you know, this whole story with the scribes and Pharisees is all an act. This isn't about the woman, it's about Jesus. This isn't about the law, it's about Jesus. They try to trap him. And think about this. If Jesus says, put her to death, what are they going to say? Well, you're all about mercy and forgiveness. Now you're not. If he says the opposite side, he all of a sudden says, let her go, then all of a sudden, you break the law. Okay, that's the dilemma. That's the trap. Now, we don't know what Jesus scribbled in that ground. Okay, I've heard all kinds of different things. The commandments, don't steal. Some were saying he was writing in the ground about the sins of those around him. We don't know. But if it were me, this is what I would write. And I quote, please do not make a spectacle of this woman. Let her go. This isn't about her. This is about me. Okay, Jesus. All right? And as I wrote the word spectacle, I'd kick a stone. Stone was in the way of the word spectacle, and I'd kick it away. Okay? Shoo it out of the way. Okay? Well, as we hear in the gospel, then there's quiet, and Jesus writes. Then there's murmuring. And then all of a sudden, we get one of the leading scribes, one of the leading religious leaders speaks up and says, we're still here, Jesus. Well? Okay? And we go back to that stone. I'm going to show you something today. I have something in my left pocket here. I got to dig it out. Just a second. Okay? Something in my left pocket. By the way, here it is. Know what that is? It's a stone. It's a stone I kicked away while I was writing the word spectacle. And you know what I'm going to do with this? You see that stand behind me in front of the altar? I'm going to put this stone on there. Here's the thing. If there's anyone in this church who's without sin, you can have this stone. And you can throw it at any sinner that you want to. I'm going to come back and check on it later today. Okay? I'm going to come back and look and see if it's still there. And you know what? If it's still there, then maybe, just maybe, the words of Jesus are something that we need to hear today. What did Jesus say to that woman? Neither do I condemn you. Go and what? So if that rock, the stone is still there, those are the words that we need to hear. Don't go out labeling, judging, critiquing, and all of that stuff. Go and sin no more. Okay? Got it? So with that, here it is. If you're without sin, it's yours. You can have it. Free. All right? But no sin.